Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor, welcoming Professor H.J. Mackinder, International Relations, to comment on five cities, five capitals, and a sixth, always adding a new capital, during Ukraine conflict. Points of view. We begin in Moscow, as per usual. I summarize Moscow's week, reporting that the week ended with a new barrage of missiles fired into Ukrainian cities meant to terrorize and kill civilians. It did. And also statements from the Russian Central Bank that the economy is recovering from the blows of the sanctions. Comments from others observing the sanctions saying they're not as effective as they could be. That would be a distinguished panel of Harvard professors saying, these sanctions are not coordinated very well. You can buy one kind of appliance in Europe that is forbidden in America and vice versa. They don't match up. Also, the Russians are eager to emphasize that they're now shipping more refined oil than ever. However, those are propaganda statements. I mention them only because it's what we have of the Kremlin in the midst of the second year of the war. Professor, Moscow's point of view. Good evening to you.
Good evening. Well, let me say at the outset, we're more than a year into the war. So how far are we along? And I would say we are probably now at what would have been called the end of the beginning. In other words, not very far. And we're now transitioning into the beginning of the end. And what happens at that point is that we discover that everything we thought at the outset, all the theories of victory, all the plans and everything, were wrong. And I was puzzled, so I looked at an informal internet poll in China where Chinese were asked on their internet, which is it's not entirely under control, how the war would end. Ukrainian defeat, Russian defeat, stalemate, nuclear war. And it's interesting, the Chinese thought that it would end with a total Russian defeat and Mr. Putin being put on trial for war crimes. Now, I can't explain why they think that or what it means, but it isn't what the government's been telling them. And it may be that they sense more than we do the inherent weaknesses of the Russian position. Russia had been saying that she was going to launch a massive offensive from behind the Urals, sort of going back to World War II, and they moved everything behind the Urals. They even moved Lenin back to the Urals, which is why he was at room temperature for 2 days, which caused problems. But there's been no sign of this. And I would argue now that in Russia, people are beginning to see that Putin's error is they are saying that Putin has lost this war, and that short of a complete reconstruction of Russian society for the purpose of suppressing the Ukrainians, they're not going to win it. So Putin's error now is that he's not preparing a stable or responsible exit. And we have to remember that the cast of characters and the pecking order and all the rest in Moscow is really a mystery to us as it is to them. So what Putin should be doing now is sort of passing power to other people and trying somehow to retain a structure in Russia. Because when Russia breaks down, as it did after the death of the bell ringer, who was the son of Ivan the Dread, and was mentally incapacitated, and that led to the so-called time of troubles. And after the Bolshevik coup in 1917, remember, after the coup in 1917, you didn't get the proclamation of the Soviet Union until 1922. They'd all been fighting each other in a most vicious, bloody war for that period. It was only in 1923 that the last whites exited. And now Mr. Putin is reading books that were published only in Paris in Russian when by whites who had escaped there. So I think that Russia's only possible course now is to try to exit responsibly. Now, we have been saying in the West that we must not humiliate them, but we're going to see as we proceed that it's very hard to come up with a compromise solution. I mean, would France have settled permanently after World War II if we said, well, let's give Languedoc to Germany? I think not. If you cut up Ukraine, you're creating another war.
Professor H.J. McIntyre, international relations, commenting on Six Capitals, Six Points of View. We're headed to Kyiv. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.